Hi everyone, this is Andy Studna, Senior Editor of Applied Clinical Trials, and welcome to this Friday, March 6th edition of the ACT Brief. First up, in a continuing video interview, Dr. David Morton, Director of Biostatistics at Certara, discussed where Bayesian methods are delivering impact in rare diseases and small populations. These approaches allow researchers to borrow from historical or external controls, and hierarchical models enable information sharing across disease subtypes in basket trials and pediatric extrapolation. Up next, a public-private partnership showcased at Pfizer and J&J's Digital Implementation Summit demonstrated how consolidated evidence and standardized terminology are accelerating regulatory-ready digital endpoints. Led by Bayer, Pfizer, and Deep Measures, the Foundational Content Consolidation Project mapped novel digital endpoints across physical activity, sleep, cognition, and speech, creating measurement standards and establishing a shared platform to reduce duplicated validation work. And finally, in regulatory news, on March 3rd, the FDA issued 30 warning letters to telehealth organizations marketing compounded semaglutide and tirzepatide in a proactive crackdown on GLP-1 advertising. FDA Commissioner Marty Makary emphasized that compounded drugs cannot claim equivalence to FDA-approved products or obscure their sourcing, reflecting a broader shift toward ensuring fair balance of risks and benefits in all promotional content. And that's all for today's edition of the ACT Brief. Join us again next week for more updates shaping clinical operations and drug development. Thanks for being tuned in this week, and have a great weekend.